Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, I must say to you. Oh, I'm a Christ. Oh, I'm a
angel.
Hallelujah. Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome. Welcome on the call today. Hallelujah. Thank you,
their
Jesus.
Crowns before the Lamb.
Tonight, before we go into prayer tonight, let's invite the Holy Spirit. Let's invite the Holy Spirit in this place tonight. Let's come and let's bow before him. Let's bow before his presence. Let we see now his mercy in the time of need. Heavenly Father, we come before you as a sinner tonight. And we come and we bow. And oh, precious Holy Father, we ask for your forgiveness, O God. And we ask you, Lord God, to wash us in the blood of Jesus. Cleanse us now that we may be able to come. Okay, you can turn the music down if you would. Let's come before the Father God. Let's seek his mercy. Let's seek his grace. And let's seek his everlasting power in our lives tonight. Because you see, we can't do nothing without him. In him we move and we have our being. Certainly there is no other God. No other God beside him. So tonight we come. And I bow and I pray that every single person on this line will bow to the Father tonight and ask for forgiveness and seek his face. Father, we hide ourselves behind the cross tonight. And we pray, oh Father God, that you come forth and you be glorified through us, oh God.
Lord, you're worthy.
Anoint my lips tonight of clay, Lord God, that I may be able to speak boldly, Lord God, that I may be able to see and hear and know what you're saying. And I will be a vessel that I may be able to be fit for the Master's use. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we seek your presence tonight. And we say hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome now, welcome now, welcome now. Welcome, Holy Spirit, in this place. As we seek your presence, as we dwell in your presence tonight, we come and we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you now for your blood. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray that everything will be done in order. I pray. And I thank you, Lord God Almighty. I do thank you for your presence this night. And I could feel your presence. And as we go forward tonight, Lord, I welcome you now. Welcome, Holy Spirit, in this place. Amen. Hey, as I said, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome on the call tonight. I pray that you had a wonderful week last week up until today. I had a good time last week. I went away and ministered the gospel of Jesus Christ, and lives have been changed. Yeah, life has been changed. I've learned some things, see some things, hear some things, and know some things. So tonight we're going to give God thanks that we're here, and every single person on this line, I pray for healing, pray for deliverance, and I pray for salvation. If you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, I pray that you will now ask God to come into your life through Jesus Christ, because that's why he died. He died that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So tonight, come and ask God to forgive you, that you may be able, that if you even go to bed tonight, you be able to go home to be with him in paradise. So we just thank you for being on the call. Tonight, I am going to go into Psalms 42. Psalms 42 is talking about my soul thirsts for the Lord. So tonight we come and we say, Lord God, we are a three-part being. The word of God declare in 1 Thessalonians 5, 20 through 23, really. We are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. So, if our soul need to be refreshed tonight, your soul is your emotions, or, you know, and it's also your intellect, means your mind, your brain, your understanding, mental capacity. So there are a separation from your spirit man. Well, I'm here to tell you tonight, you should not let your soul rule your spirit. When we were born of our mom, we were trained in the natural realm, which is the soul realm. We weren't trained in regard to spiritual, I would say, spiritual things. Your mom teach you how, you know, you got to go to school, you got to do this, you got to do that. You got to use your knife and fork. These are things of the mind. So, hey, fine. But then we are separated from Jesus Christ. Yes. The most important part of our life is our spirit. Yes. So what are we going to do to get the spirit to override the flesh? How are we going to do this? Which is the soul. How are we going to do that? We are going to go into the word of God and let the word of God himself, Jesus Christ, the word, change your inside. And then when your inside is changed, you're able to come up with a good mind, which is your soul. You won't want to go out and commit a crime. You won't want to go out and tell lies. You just don't want to go out and sin. Why? Because your spirit man is overriding the soul part of you. And then you have your body. All three of them work together. Your spirit needs a body to live in. Your soul needs a body to live in. All three of them becomes one. Hallelujah. So tonight, we're going to say, soul, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to just back off, back up, and I'm going to release my spirit to come forth and to override my mind. Yes, I'm doing that. I'm doing that because I have to go on my journey. I have to get my body in line. And I can't depend on my soul to get my body in line. I have to depend and putting the right stuff in my body. And then when temptation comes, then I have to use the word of God to override those emotions. That's how you get that done. So, as the heart panteth after the water brook, so your soul will go after God. So there's a scripture in the Bible that tells you that the spirit and the body, or the spirit and the soul, is at war with each other. at war, constant war at each other. So how are we going to overwrite that war? We're going to overwrite the war by knowing the word of God. And let the word of God change you from the inside out. Okay, it says, my soul thirsty. Oh my God, what are your soul thirsty for? Your soul is thirsty for God. For the living God. I mean, God is not dead, he's alive. So tonight we come and we say, Lord God Almighty, I need you to come in and to change my life. I need you to change me, Lord God Almighty. Your word said, I am free. Your word said, I'm delivered. Yes, my tears have been my meat. Oh my God. So he's crying out. He said he's eating meat, his tears. He's crying every day. So that means if you're eating meat, okay, so you have, okay, let's say we have our meat 3 times a day. Our chicken can be our meat. Our fish can be our meat. Our eggs can be our protein, which you'll consider as our meat then, because it's going to make up a part of the food chain. He said here, he cries every time for meat. My tears have been my meat day and night. While they constantly say unto me, where is your God? That's simply mean he was on the lowest point. And he was being mocked by his peers or by people saying, where is your God? Where is your God? Where is your God? You said, oh, he's always going to be here for you. So he's crying out to God. He said, my Lord, I can't take this. My soul is running after you. Where are you, Lord? People are laughing after me. And he said, when I remember these things, I pour out. That means he's crying out to God. And that's what we have to do in our time of prayer, in our times of need. He said, my soul is coming after you. Where it is, Lord? I need you. Are you gone? Where are you, Lord? Nothing seemed like it's working out for me. Where is my joy? You're looking at Psalm 42. The joy of the Lord is supposed to be my strength, but now my joy is not my strength anymore. My joy, where's my joy? It's mockery. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. They cast me down, oh my soul. Hallelujah, Lord God. My hope should be in the Lord. I can't think. My countenance changed. My outlook in life is changing. Why? Because I've been ridiculed. I've been talked about. I've been laughed after. I've been laughed after. I've been laughed after. I cannot take this anymore, Lord God Almighty. I am low. I am weak. I need to hear from you, Lord. I need to feel you. I need your strength. Lord God Almighty, nothing is going right. I'm calling out to you, Lord. I'm making noise. I am making noise. Where are you, Lord Jesus? Lord, where are you? Where are you, Lord? Where is your loving kindness? Let's cry out to him tonight and say, Lord, in distress, I need you. I need you to change my life. I need my insight to be changed, Lord. I need my insight to change, Lord God Almighty. When my insight change, they're going to be my soul. My soul is going to be changed because my soul is no longer in position to override my spirit. My hope is in the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. I will say, God, you are my rock. You will not forget me, Lord. I cry out to you in the morning and in the afternoon when I need you on my job, Lord. When I need you in my family, Lord. When it becomes a mockery, Lord. When my faith is on trial, Lord. Oh, God. La mosete que ni nane que ta. When I, Lord God, in the mighty name. I always say to you when I'm speaking in the spirit, I'm not communicating with you. I'm communicating with God. I am communicating with God. I'm communicating with him. I'm giving him my praise. I'm giving him my worship. I'm giving my everyday life. I say, Lord God Almighty, I'm in distress. Put my hand up to you, Lord. I'm in so much distress. I can't take this anymore, Lord. I come to you tonight, and I'm crying out, God. My hope is in you. Why am I cast down? So now my soul is actually talking to me. Yeah. My soul now is saying, everybody talking about you. They're laughing after you. Remember now in the scriptures before, the passage before, they're really putting him down. So he's inquiring because the people are saying, where is your God? So now he comes to God and he's saying, you got to hear. You got to listen. You got to hear to the things that I'm talking about. My mind is not right. Where are you, God? I'm cast down. I am sick. My knees hurt. My hand hurt. My back hurt. My family is torn apart. Destruction is upon me, Lord. I serve you every day, Lord God. You're supposed to be my friend. You're supposed to be dear when I call you, Lord Jesus. Why are you so quiet, God? Am I not your servant? Did I not pay my tithes? Am I not trying to live a good life, a life pleasing to you? Why are you making me to be a laughing stock? And he would say, I will deliver you. I am your deliverance. I am going to release you because I've already did. I've already died on the cross that you may have life. I've already paid a ransom for you. All you have to do is to return unto me and cry out to me and give your life to me. And salvation will come and walk before me, upright before me. You are my daughter. You are my son. Redemption is yours. And even though you sin, and if you repent, the word of God declare about the 90 and 9 that's gone out of the 100. And you run after the one, I will run after you. My plan for you is to redeem you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Holy Spirit of the living God, come now and touch every single life that's hearing under the sound of my voice. That believe that there's no life. The devil comes in and raise havoc. I'm resisting the devil and he's not even fleeing. What do I do, Lord? Protect me from trouble, Lord. The word of God said, the righteous cry out and the Lord hears. Lord God, your word is life. Your word is powerful. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword, Lord. And I speak back your word to you, Lord Jesus. I'm even in a prophetic prayer tonight, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, your word declare that your word is life. Your word is powerful and out of my mouth comes life. And death and life is in the paw of the tongue. Lord God, I will not forsake you. I cry out to you like Job tonight, God. Deliver me, Lord God, from all the lies and all the naysayers. Deliver me, I pray. Watch over me now, Lord Jesus. Open up my eyes that I may be able to see and close the ones that need to close. Now you are the joy of my salvation. Restored everything to me, I pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Tonight I come and we pray and we bind the spirit of sickness and disease. Hallelujah, God Almighty. Hallelujah, Lord God. Pain in the body, I come against that tonight. In the name of Jesus, I break and I bind the spirit of depression, every mucus in the body that comes in to mess with the limbs and the bones. In the mighty name of Jesus, I come against that tonight. And I break and I bind every foul sickness, every pain in the body, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come against that tonight. And I plead the blood from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. In the mighty name of Jesus, I call those limbs to function. In the mighty name of Jesus of Nazareth. Father, I give you praise, Lord God. Father God, I give you praise, oh God. I pray for those bones, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over those bones tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I speak to those dry bones, God, and I command them to come alive in Jesus' mighty name. Gloria basondoria bandicota. Come alive, bones. Come alive, bones. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I speak to every lying tongue that the enemy will want to bring up against God's people tonight. I speak to that right now, and I command it to go. I command it to go. I command it to go. Pain, sickness, disease, go now. Pain, sickness, disease, go now. Pain, sickness, and disease, go now. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, I break and I bind the spirit of confusion in the name of Jesus. Every family confusion, every sin, every detestable sin, in the name of Jesus, I speak to that right now. I speak to the spirit of depression. I command that to go. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you bring up depression on God's people, and I plead the blood of Jesus over you, and I command you to quail up and dry up now in Jesus' mighty name. I touch every doorpost now with the blood of Jesus. I walk through every home with the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Every dismantle of the enemy, I tear it down and I say you are bound in the name of Jesus. I speak to limbs right now that they will grow out, that they will grow out, that limbs will grow out. Deformity will break up in the body in the name of Jesus. I speak to the spirit of cancer in the mighty name of Jesus. I command every cancer cell to dry up in the mighty name of Jesus. Every cell, every blood vessel, oh God, that's feeding that cancer, I command it to dry up now in the name of Jesus. I speak to every hormone problem in the mighty name of Jesus. Ah, yeah, 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 yes, I know that when we reach a certain age, we have to go through that. But Lord God, tonight, hallelujah, hallelujah, this is our body. You created this body in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak to the body. I speak to the conditions of the body. I speak to the limbs in the body. I speak to the eyesight that getting dim in the body. I command cataract to come out in the name of Jesus. I break the spirit of blindness in the mighty name of Jesus. I come against every blind spirit, every dumb spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Put your hand on your hearing. If you have hearing problems, I command the left ears and the right ears to pop open now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command the ear line to flow. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Labasoto, whatever you're going through, put your hand over your body. Put your hand over your knee. Put your hand over your belly. Speak to your belly. Speak to your intestines. Speak to that intestine. Speak to that intestine. Speak to that intestine. Take that intestine to come alive. Take that intestine to come alive. I bind it up in the mighty name of Jesus. I come against every foul spirit of cancer. Every prostate cancer. In the name of Jesus, I command the bloodline to be the bloodline of Jesus. I break and I bind every generational curse. In the name of Jesus, the PSA or PS, whatever they call it, I command it to be normal. Sugar, be normal. But you eat what you're supposed to eat. Eat the right food. And trust and believe God. Put your hand over your mouth. I'm putting my hand over my mouth right now because I'm believing God that my body will be in line. Oh, my cholesterol will be in line. I command my cholesterol to go down. If you have cholesterol problem, claim it in the mighty name of Jesus. Eat the right food. Eat your fruits and your vegetables. Not all sweet fruit. Go to God and ask him what you're supposed to eat because some fruits are very, very sweet. Let him open your eyes. Let him give you the understanding about fruits, what fruits supposed to look like. Boso, maroto, lameko, lamase, remeko, lamate, lemando, inenabo, selebando, lalabae. Oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Let him tell you how to make your oatmeal. Let him tell you how to make your oatmeal, what you need to put in your oatmeal, what fruits. Lord God Almighty, come against your salt intake. That you watch your salt intake. Oh, God, give us an overall. Give us a main overall. Yeah, go ahead. Look at each other. Yeah, that's true. Go ahead. Look at each other. Yeah, I have a salt overall. Yes, yeah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak to our bodies right now. Speak to our mind right now. We speak to the hair on our head right now. Oh, my God, instead of getting weak and bald out, I command the hair line. Yes, yes, I'm putting my hand on my head right now, and I'm standing in the gap with you. Yes, you. I'm standing in the gap. Oh, God Almighty, I speak to every family member into the home. Generational curse. Bind it up in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let your blood flow through her body. Yes, Lord, let it flow. Yes, there it goes. Put your hand all over your body and release new blood. I hear the word new wine, new wine, new wine. Release it, Father, over them. 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 New wine, Lord. New wine. New wine. New wine. Release it, Lord God, over them. People believe in God for husband and believe in God for wives. Lord God, send them into their path. Oh, God, give them the right family. Open up the doors for family. Bless family tonight, God. Bless family tonight, God. Break and bind the curse of the enemy of generation. Oh, God, I thank you that we're wise stewards. Yes, Lord, that we'll be wise stewards of your finances. Okay, go back. Yes, Lord, I pray for families tonight. I pray for families tonight. Open up the doors for family, Lord. Open up the doors for wives and husband, God. Open up the doors from sisters and brothers. They'll get mothers, people who want to adopt children, that they'll be able to adopt children, the right one, to bring them in their homes. Lord, I thank you tonight. Lord God, I thank you tonight. I thank you tonight, God, that you're talking to the generation, God, that you're speaking to the generation, God. Oh, God, that you're blessing the generation, God, and then you open up the windows of heaven for the generation, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak life over the generation. I speak life over generation tonight. Oh, don't you know your generation is different from your family? Family is the one that you have in your house. Outside of the generation, your generation is the one that you have in your house. I say that wrong. Your generation is like your husband and your wife, and then you have children. That is your part of your generation. Then you have your family, which is your mom and your father. And then you may have your sisters and your brothers outside. Your mother and your father's generation is different from your generation. Every single person have their own generation. Husband and wife start building their generation, right? So I have a brother and a sister. My brother and sister is not my generation. My brother and sister is my family. Get that in your concept. Pray differently tonight. Pray different tonight. A mom may have a child coming out of the womb, right? That's a part of the generation, and that generation continues. But my sister is my family. It's a serious thing. So when I pray for my sister, Lord God, I thank you tonight to bless my family. But then when I talk about my children, when I talk about Trisha, Sonia, Kenny, those are my generation. Everything that comes after their bloodline is my generation. So you see the difference? But my sister Joan and Joanne and Allison and Donna, those are my family. And that's my father and my mom's generation. But they are my family. My generation start with my children. So my husband and I have our children. Yeah. And then the generation. And that's the revelation I have from God. So let's pray differently. So if you have children, and if you have adopted children, you know, go to the Father and talk to the Father. But I define my three kids and everything, their children. That's a part of my generation. And that's how I see it. That's how I made the distinction. So when I pray for Trisha and Sonia and Kenny, I said, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, open up the doors for my generation. Everybody have their own generation. I'm talking to God about my generation. So we have to go in and talk to God. Then if they have husbands and if they have wives, then you lift up the husbands and the wives. That's how you pray. And if they have children, you lift them up. And if you don't want to call out their name, say you have like 25, you Lord Jesus, you ain't gonna sit around. You just say, Father God, touch my generation. Touch my generation. Open up the doors, open up the windows for my generation. Bless them in their finances. Let them go forth, Lord God. That's why you have to pray. That's why you got to speak life in the atmosphere. If you're praying for your family, you pray for your family. Ask God to bless them. Bind and break generational curse off of them. What's going on? Anything that's consistent in the generation, break it. Alcoholism, break it. Homosexuality, break it. Sexual sin, break it. Criminals and crooms and thieves and crooks, break it. I mean, nobody ain't not tearing anybody because we're not God. But these are the things that the enemy bring up into our generation. And you break it. The word of God declare that the sin does not come without a cause. And you know what? When that demon comes in, he comes in even stronger. He's trying to take your generation down. But you know what? You're a bloodline breaker. You break that. You break that curse. You are a bloodline breaker. You break the generational curse. You break the spirit of poverty and you release the abundance in your family and you release the abundance in your generation in the mighty name of Jesus. You got to have a separation time where you say, Lord God, I thank you that the generation of the righteous is blessed. Wealth and riches will be in their house, in their household. It does not necessarily mean it's always going to be money, but it may mean something different. It may mean health. It may mean you have your children going to school. You pray for their mind. Lord God, I pray that their soul will be prosper. Like 3 John 3, beloved, I reach above all things that your soul prosper. You know what I mean? That you prosper even as your soul prosper. You have to know how to pray. Oh, tabote nin mate ke tela. Let's look at 3 John 3. Somebody need to get this tonight, Abu Sab. We are in prophetic prayer. Glory to God. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you worship. Let me go to 3 John 3. I'm going to use my phone. You guys have these intellectual phones, big time phones. Open them up. Use them. My Bible is right here. But you know what? I'm going to go to this preference. 3 John 3. Go to 3 John 3. So totally da baba. You said 3 John 3? Okay, wait a minute. How come I don't have it? 3 John. So my thing is not coming. I don't have. I don't see no 3 John. Okay, I can't find it. 1 minute. Had to be in here. Let me Google my stuff. You see that? Oh, the money, na na. Oh, yeah, prosper. I'm coming. Shatika Baba Ba. Ina Masai Nakuda. Oh, Yana. Baina na. Yeah. Oh, Tashuda ye. Kurama. Dai dasa. Where am I getting this song from? What does it mean, Lord? It means your salvation. Your salvation. Your salvation. Your salvation. Your salvation means for thee. La se keta mukota. Let's put it on in. Oh, Ramasate. Maya Makoraba. Maroma Kondalaba. Ayana. Oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. I am a kundala. My life, my life, my life, my life. I my kala masandele. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Wow, wow, wow. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. 3 John 2, we praise you, we praise you. Every limb, God. Every limb, God. Every limb, God. Everything that's not of you, Lord. Send forth the water tonight, God, and wash us and cleanse us, Lord Jesus. Cleanse us, God. We need a washing from you tonight, Lord Jesus. We need your cleansing tonight, God. We need everything about you to be in us tonight. We need your joy. We need your strength. I am coming up into the mountain. I am coming up to you, Lord. I am walking right up to you now, Lord. I could see myself. Climb a mountain with me tonight. Let's climb this mountain together tonight in the spirit. Let's look up. Let's climb together. Let's hold hands. I am lifting my hand in the sky right now, and it is a representation of holding hands together. Let's close our hands and let's walk up to the Father. I am holding every single person on hand tonight. Tonight, or even the ones that are coming on tomorrow, we are going to hold hands and we're going to climb up to the mountain. And let's go to the mountain. And let's go all the way up. Yes. Let's climb. Okay. Let's go. Yes, we go. And now we are walking. See your limbs getting stronger. See your eyes opening up to your pride. See your ears hearing. See your nose smelling See your feet getting stronger as you walk. Step over your poverty. Step into your abundance right now. I see new jobs, these are jobs being created just for you. Walk right in it. I see it right now. Walk right in it. Walk right in it. I was talking to somebody yesterday about certain stuff. I see, walk in it now. Receive it. Walk in your books. Walk in it. Do not look to the right. Do not look to the left. Walk in it now. Walk in your abundance of family right now. Walk in your new life right now. Walk in your dream right now. Let the Holy Spirit come in and let the Holy Spirit man and block out every detestable situation that you have been through. Let's go up this mountain together. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. It is refreshing to go up. Let's go. Let's go. We're almost there. Hallelujah. 3/4 of our journey, we're there. We are going. When we reach to the top, we're almost there. There we go. There we go. We're at the top. Put your hands up and bow. Precious Holy Spirit. Precious Holy Spirit, precious Holy Spirit of the living God, precious Holy Spirit of the living God, precious Holy Spirit of the living God. There it goes. So you need your job. So you need a promotion. I hear the word promotion. Oh my God, I see husbands and wives and daughters and sons and job increase, financial increase, supernatural wealth and health. Things that you couldn't accomplish before, accomplish, accomplish, accomplish. You're accomplishing it right now. Waters of heaven. Waters of heaven release. Somebody need a supernatural healing. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Hold on to the hem of Jesus. Do not let it go. Do not let go. The supernatural is about to be upon you. Take it. Take it and run with it. Do not, I repeat, do not look back. People with issues of, I think, urinary issues. Urinary issues. Put your hand over your belly and ask the Father God by the Spirit to strengthen the inner walls of your, especially the uterus. Strengthen that uterus right now. Strengthen that right now. You're going to get a healing in your uterus in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I'm putting my hand over my belly. I need the Father to strengthen my body. I need my uterus to be strengthened just like everybody else. And you put your hand over it, and we're going to see miracles. God is going to perform. God is going to perform miracles over that body. Over that body right now. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. You're going to come back with a testimony. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you. I thought we were supposed to open the line for testimony one time. And Allah Moshe see that Kito. We're going to have a night of testimony. Kilomoso tomate kile. Ayaye. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. All fear is gone. All worry is gone. All spirit of confusion is gone. Yes, Lord. Why do you feel depressed? Why are you depressed about? Why do you feel depressed? Don't you know Jesus died for you to have, to be free and live free and like nonchalant or worry about nothing? Just have some freedom and tranquility and thank him for supernatural needs or whatever you need for him to meet. I'm not telling you to just, you know, I'm not saying that, but hey, trust God and live. Homes are coming in. $10,000. I remember the last time when I prophesied, and I say that again, I prophesied about $10,000. And this person right on the phone, husband called her, and she got that $10,000. It was in Jamaica. She was believing God for a $10,000 bill to be paid, and it was right online. Some people might remember because they were online that night when the lady husband called and said, somebody just paid a $10,000. The Father had just used me to prophesy that. And tonight I see another $10,000. Hey, I need $10,000. I receive that if it's for me. But if it's for you, hold on to it. Don't let go. You have a couple of bills that need to be zeroed out. Call your creditors and talk to them. Call them and talk to them and make some arrangement. Talk to somebody. Why sit here and die? Faith is a fact, but it should also be an act. You have to act on it. It's a lie. Faith is alive. I remember Kenneth Hagin used to say, faith is alive. That means faith is active. It's moving. Faith is not dead. Faith's alive. Faith's alive. You remember Abraham when the father told him that his son, he was going to be able to have the babies, was going to be able to multiply and be like the sand of the earth, more, you know, and Abraham was going to take the son. And took the son out. Now, you know, you're in your 100 and your wife is in a 99, whatever her age is, and you're going to take this baby out. And the son said, Daddy, where is the sacrifice? You know, we're going out, but I haven't seen any lamb. And he said, God will provide. So tonight is not about me. It's about him. And he is our provider, and he is going to provide. Everything that we need is provided by him. Why are you discouraged? What are you discouraged about? We are in the D's tonight, huh? Worry, depression. What are you worried about? Why are you worried? Why are you worried when we are praying? Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Tonight I'm praying. Somebody asked me today to pray for her husband. And we're praying on our side. And I said, I'll pray for you. And I've been praying. And then he just come up in my spirit. So I call him out to you, Lord Jesus, tonight. And I say, change the course. Change the course. Whatever the enemy try to bring in, Lord, and try to distract, we stand tonight. We're changing that course. And we command every lying spirit to bow now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. Father, we worship you. We exalt you on the throne. We lift you up. Oh, la masese kolaba. Rebosa tekete laba. Remendeke satato loco. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lift them up to you tonight. We lift up husbands to you tonight. We lift up wives to you tonight. We lift up family members. We lift up the generation to you tonight. We lift them up, Lord. We lift them up, Lord. We thank you because the generation of the righteous is blessed. We thank you, Father. Lying spirit is bound. Break and bind in the name of Jesus. Every ant's nest that the enemy brought in and is bringing in, we tear it up. We tear it up. We tear it up. I was looking at I thought it was Psalm 42. Psalm 54 tonight before I come on the line. This is a deliverance scripture. David was, you know, David went about talking about musician. Let's take it. David was talking. David was going through so much. But what David said, save me, O God. Save me, O God, by thy name. So we are coming in tonight like a David, having a David spirit. Save us, O Lord. Save us, O Lord. Save us, O Lord. Save us tonight, O Lord. Our strength is weak. This person's strength must be weak. Hear our prayer, O God. Give your ears, O God, unto the words of our mouth. Why? Because the words that coming out of our mouth, they are spirit and they bring forth life. There's death and life is in the power of your tongue. So that is why we have to be careful how we speak. That is why we have to be careful what we release in the atmosphere. Here is our brother David talking to the Father. Hear my prayer. And we are saying tonight, hear our prayer, O God. Hear our prayer, O God. We're coming to you like the spirit of David. Lift her up tonight. Lift us up tonight. Hear our prayer, oh God. We're crying out to you, Lord God. We'll release the atmosphere. We're releasing our voice. We're releasing our mouth. We're calling for life. Save us, oh God. Save our family members. Save our generation. Oh, glory to God. Save our spiritual brothers and sisters. Save them, oh God. Save husband and wives. Save the younger generation. Save them, oh God. For strangers, who are those strangers? Demonic force, lying demons that want to come and take them out and don't want them to be a mouth to nothing when they're supposed to be the kings and princes of the earth. Those are the strangers. They have risen up. I mean, they rise. They come up against us. David is saying me, but we're saying us. They come up against the family structure. They're coming up against the generational structure. Hear us, O Lord. We come, Lord. We come, Lord. Take them down, Lord. Take them out in the spirit. Take out every demonic source that is assigned to us, O God. That's assigned to our generation. That's assigned around us. Take them, Lord God, by your spirit. They are strangers in our land, and they want to come against us, and they want to oppress us, and they want to depress us, and they want to bring us fear. Lord God, they're seeking after our soul, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. How did we say that our soul was going to be able to survive this? Our spirit man was going to come in and take over. That's how we had set it up before we went into this tonight. Behold, God, you are my helper. Behold, Lord God, you are my helper. Behold, Lord God, you are my helper. The Lord is with thee. You uphold my soul. Lord God, how is my soul going to be upheld? How is my soul going to be upheld tonight? How is my soul going to be upheld? We already established previously the soul will be upheld by our spirit man. We already established that we are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. We already established that in 1 Thessalonians 5, 22, I think it was 23, yeah. So you see it all tied in. Oh, look at our brother David. Oh, Lord God, he shall not reward evil. He's saying, Lord God, don't let our enemies get away with this. Why? For your name's sake. Your name's sake, oh Lord, for your name's sake, it's good. It's not about us, it's about God. The enemy's not coming at us, it's coming against God. It's not about you. Somebody told me this morning and yesterday, it's not about you, Mom. And I'm like, oh God, it hurts, but it's not about you. That's the same thing the Father and David is saying. They're not coming against me, Father. It's coming against you. It is about you, Lord. You got to fight my battle. You already did, God. You did it 2,000 years ago. And I'm reminding you, Lord God, that I'm in this, but it's not me. It's you. And I'm turning it back over to you. That's what it's all about. You have to see yourself like that. When sickness comes, it ain't about me. It's about you, God. You died on the cross for me. You took it on the cross for me. You diminish my poverty on the cross. It's not about me. The enemy is not trying to destroy me. He's trying to take you down and trying to make you look bad because I'm out here serving you. God, it's about you. You got to fix this. You don't have to go around cursing nobody. It ain't about me. It ain't about me. It's about you, God. It's time for you to show up, God. And I'm making a claim on you tonight, God. Show up, God. It ain't about me. It's about your reputation. It's about your name. I didn't say it. Your word said it in Psalms 54. And David is just saying, I'm reminding you. And even though I go out there sinning, I'm a man after your own heart. I'm reminding you, you got to represent. That's what he's saying. And I'm saying tonight, God, you got to represent. You got to represent your people. You create the Bible. You created me out of my mother's womb. It ain't about me. It ain't about me. Because the Bible said, if I'm dead, I'm going to come home to you. I'm either going to come home to you as a sinner. I'm going to come home to you as a dog. But I'm going to come home to you anyhow because I'm your dog. You have to understand that dog. If you can't fight, you better not go into a dog fight because you're going to get eat up. Because dog know how to tear you up. Who's my dog? Jesus is. It ain't time to be playing games. You got to know who you are. It ain't time to go around this little weak, beggarly element people in somebody's church. It ain't time for that. It ain't time for that. I've gone to places where people say, oh, you come on in here and we're going to pray for you. And you got to give $1,000 or you got to give $2,000 or $3,000. It ain't about that. It's about God. God, it's about God. It's about God. It's about, look, man, I'm trying to say, it ain't about me and it ain't about you. The devil ain't trying to make you look bad. He's coming against the word of God. Hey, family, look up my babies over there. Hey, fam, I love you, girlie. I love you, my daughter. Look at my baby girl. See, the devil is coming against you. He ain't coming against God. He ain't coming against me. Oh, no, the devil ain't thinking about me. No. He's coming against God's creation. You better know that for a fact. I could walk around naked and the devil say, look at her stupid girl. Look at that stupid girl. She over there walking around naked. The devil ain't talking about me because I don't have no sense because my mind is gone. Who you think he's embarrassing? God. God. So we got to get it straight. It ain't about you. You ain't got nothing. You want something? Go to the creator that everything and say, look now, I am hungry. What you going to do about that? Who you going to send to my door because I need some food? Oh, yeah, I love to eat. I'm hungry. What you going to do about that? Don't go call the pastor and say, oh, go, Lord God, I need $1,000. Go to God and say, look, I'm a tither, and I pay my tithe, and I'm hungry, and I need something. That's what I did when I was going through my little dilemma. I opened Malachi 3 because I had caught some people that I don't give out my money to. And when I called that man said to me over the phone, Rude, we don't do stuff like that. And I'm like, dang, my mortgage. And these people got my money. And they go tell me that time my mortgage, my house is on the line. You better got some sense of some doggone sensibility. This ain't no time to be playing no church with nobody. I call the people, big time ministry, and tell that man that I'm in need. Oh, Lord God, and they want to know what my needs are. And I don't tell the lady all my doggone needs over the phone. And then she will tell me when I'm needy. They can't help me. I almost had a heart attack. How the hell you came? You can't help me. I started cussing. I said, what the H-E-L-L? Look. We understand this. What are you going to tell me? I'm getting ready to lose my house. I don't need a loan because I can't pay back the loan. I need help. I really do need help. And he told me they can't help. So I ain't going to nobody and ask them for nothing. If I'm in the ministry and the money can't come in when I get ready to travel, oh yeah, you think I'm going to travel and come sit over your pulpit and sit over there and act stupid? Oh no, it ain't going to happen. I'm going to get on the phone. I'm like, hello, good afternoon. Hey, how you doing? Everybody know me. My daughters, them know me. They tell me I don't play. I'm going to say, this is rude. Oh, hi, Sister Ruth. You know what? I ain't coming. No, because the money, the finance is not here. And if the Holy Ghost said for me to go, which he always tell me to go, I ain't never call nobody and tell them that I'm not coming. Never. And when I show up, I ain't begging nobody nothing. Because I have some kind of information that you may not even have. My daddy told me that when I show up, he gonna take your business. Simple. So I go and I lay down and I got my friends that gonna always give me something to eat. Oh Lord God. Right, Natalia. I'ma tell you right now, I got my Natalia on the phone. I don't even know if I'm calling her name right. But that's my daughter for years. She would tell you when I show up into town, I got all kind of Jamaican food waiting. Mm-hmm. And American food waiting. Mm-hmm. And I gotta tell people that I gotta lose weight. Mm-hmm. Yes. Don't mess with me because I ain't about to be playing. Okay. I said I'm hungry. What you gonna cook? Oh, I need me some ackee and sawfish, dumping a banana. Oh, yeah, because I'm from Jamaica. Mm-hmm. I don't really like no soup, but you can make some soup for Kenneth. Oh, yeah. That's all I roll. Don't come up in my face and talk no trash. Okay, because I know how to talk trash. I am not nice, and Jesus did not call me out of them little gangster place. Whew, maybe would have been dead. I don't think I'd be on nobody's phone talking like this. So you are going to these little clubs talking about this church, and they don't have no power in the church. Let me fold my hand and tell you something. What time it is? 7:32. I'm 2 minutes over. Guess what? Or 8:32. Oh, God, Trisha not here, so therefore I could talk all night. Guess what? I don't know, Trisha, where you at? I could talk all night. Oh, Lord Jesus, I could talk all night. Trisha, I couldn't make no noise, but if Trisha was here. Lord Jesus, I don't go a while. Let me tell you something. We better know who we are in Christ. You better know who we are in Christ. Because Jesus is Lord. And he's coming back. And I'm here to tell you, he ain't coming back for no weaklings. He come back for some people with some power. That when you show up and say, here he is, all demons gonna start acting stupid. And you just sit back and smile. Because you know, you got ready to party. Oh, I love them when they show up. Oh, Lord God. Because I want to know what you're doing in my area. Oh, Lord. Tell you right now, if you don't get to stepping, somebody going to step on you. Because you ain't going to step on me. Plus, I know how to drive you. Because I got the power. And it ain't sour. In Jamaica, they say, a power share of sour. I ain't sour. And if I do sour, you can't tell me that I'm sour. Because guess what? I got some water. I'm going to make sure before I go to people's house, I take me a bath and put on some deodorant. Oh, yeah. And brush my teeth. So you ain't going to have no time to be talking no trash. I'm not talking about like tomorrow morning. But I'm talking about when I'm out there in the night. Tomorrow morning may be a different story now. Okay? And you better let me know you're coming. Because you may hear some funk. But other than that, I am so serious. I ain't scared of nobody. Nobody. I am called to a gangster rap community. So that means when I show up, demons must be running. Because I ain't afraid of dying. I don't tell my family that when I die, I want to be looking pretty in a nice gown. My daughter don't like to hear me talk about that. But I don't care, because the Bible said to be absent from the Bible. And you got to let the devil know that you ain't scared of nothing. I'm going to tell you right now. He ain't going to come around too much. But if you're over there acting like, my God, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. I can't go in that neighborhood. Oh, yeah. I remember one time I was in Hartford. I'm going to say this and get off the phone. I was in Hartford ministering, because I used to have healing school on Saturdays in this big time church. Yeah. And I done told somebody, gunman gonna come and try to mess with them people. I say right over the pulpit, gunman come. Sure did. And some people run and leave the gunman. Now, you know what? I would have been dead. Because I ain't going away leaving nobody. Because he's going to be a ratatata, and I'm going to be a part of the ratatata. I'm going to be a part of it. You know what ratatata mean? I'm going to be a part of the bullet, because when the bullets come, I'm going to say Jesus. And I'm trusting God for it to stop. And if it doesn't stop, hey, I'm going to be laying up there nicely. And Trisha going to give me a nice funeral in my white gown, because I already told her. And she better not act stupid. She better not act stupid, because my outfit's supposed to be white and nice, and I'm supposed to look like an angel. I don't know about you, but I love Jesus. And I want everybody to know that he's alive and he's not dead. I want you to understand that there is kingdom. And in this kingdom, there's no sickness and no disease. And I do understand about our bodies. I really do. Because the Bible does talk about the separation of the spirit and the soul and the body. Well, let's just believe God for everything that we can get. Okay? Just let's believe God for everything that we can get. And the sky is the limit. And we just have to know. There's another thing that I'm going to say. You have to know how to command the atmosphere. You got to know how to command the atmosphere. That is where it's lying. It's lying in the atmosphere. Say, for instance, you live in North Carolina. You command the atmosphere in North Carolina to stand still. I remember I went to Orlando. And there was a lot of killing in Orlando. And I took authority over Orlando. And things died down. And we move over here to Palm Coast. And all I hear now is it's killing over there in Orlando. Makes sense, huh? You gotta bind the atmosphere that you live. You gotta take authority over that atmosphere. You have to. Giving you something tonight, wherever your location is, take authority over it. I'm seeing some things, and I'm just seeing some things. And the devil think he got us? He think he got my generation? Nah. It's not an easy thing. It's a painful thing. But I've learned some things. And I'm telling you tonight, it's not about you. He wants to mess with God's children. And he wants to take them out. And that's what he's designed to do. So when sickness comes, use the word of God. When destruction comes, use the word of God. Financial needs, use his word. A lot of people does not understand it, but yes, it works. I have lost everything. I had lost everything. Every single thing. And I see God restored double times. He's a God that restores. He's a God that knows how to take care of families. He's a God that knows how to take care of your generation. And tonight I'm talking to you about fear. Just forget about fear. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Tonight I want you to read Psalms 91. I think I had told you before the other day, but do it over again. Just look over Psalms 91. Speak it out. If you're in your house and you could speak it out, speak out Psalm 91. And the last part of it, the last part, I'm going to go with this. The last part of Psalm 91 and say Psalms, okay, and say Psalm 23 also. Let it be your declaration. Let Psalms 91, the ending part of it, speak it in your house. If you're going through any kind of demonic activity, why can't I get off this? I want to go. But somebody is drawing off of me tonight. And they need help tonight. He said, you should call upon me and I will answer. That's what Father's saying. Call upon him and he'll answer. And I will be with him in trouble. You in trouble tonight? I will deliver him. You need deliverance tonight? Remember we talk about deliverance? Remember we talk about deliverance? Are we read from Psalm 42? He said he's going to deliver you. And he's going to give you long life. Will I satisfy him? And he's going to show you his salvation. What is his salvation? In that salvation comes deliverance. In that salvation comes peace. Let me tell you, I want to go. In that salvation comes deliverance. In that salvation comes peace. In that salvation comes faith. In that salvation comes a dedication from him. In that salvation brings sacrifice. You're going to consume with his sacrifice because he sacrificed for you. In that salvation, you're going to have joy. In that salvation, even though you're suffering in that salvation, he's going to make a way of escape for you. In your salvation, you cry out to him, the righteous cry, like we said before, in that salvation, and you're going to be delivered. That necessarily mean you're going to forget your past, because sometimes you're going to remember. But your past will not come in and take you out in that salvation. The joy of the Lord will become your strength, and you will overcome every adversity. You will overcome it because God sent his son and he died that you might have life and have it more abundantly. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. When you go to work tomorrow, when you're taking care of your patients tomorrow, and when the group, if you're off tomorrow and you have to go on Wednesday and the going is rough, take deep breaths, breathe in and breathe out. And just going to your task. I don't have to call out that person's name. That person knows exactly who that person is. There's a lot of ants' nests on that job because they're like new different management or new people come in and it's causing a lot of chaos and havoc on the job. But the Father said to let you know tonight, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. So seek him. Seek him. And you will find your light. Amen. 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 Hey, have a great night, everybody.